this parsha, this parsha starts off moving from Aseret Dibros to a parsha really sandwiched between Aseret Dibros and beginning building of the Mishkan. Now this parsha is a classic parsha of an Adam Nechaveri. It's a classic parsha that begins and goes all the way through with various different mitzvahs. And Lemaisa, if you look through how important this parsha is, many, many, many mesechtas of parsha brought down. You look at the Rashi's, Hilchus Avodim, which is major part of Kedushin, Evet Ivri, Evet Kenani, the Hanukkah, which also major part of Kedushin. And then it talks about Hilchus Boyer, Hilchus Mavik, Bava Kama, Bava Metzia, Bava Basra, Sanhedrin. It talks about Edus. It talks about different Yom Tovim. Which means this parsha is Malei V'Godesh, absolutely packed with mitzvahs, beautiful mitzvahs, lending money, being smitter, all nice mitzvahs. And it starts off though with one very, very sad mitzvah. The parsha starts off with Kisikne Evet Ivri. It starts off with the mitzvah of buying an Evet Ivri. Now, what Evet Ivri are we talking about? So, there's a machlokes in the Gemara. The Gemara says that we're talking about a machur Beis Din. We're talking about somebody who was sold by Beis Din. Now, the Gemara explains in Kedushin which kind of a person Evet is sold by Beis Din. Not an Evet who cannot afford. He wants to sell himself. That's Moichatzma. That's sold himself. Whatever that is sold in Beis Din, that's talking about somebody is Machur Beis Din, is thus in a situation where he stole something and he cannot afford to repay it. He cannot afford to pay back the Bailim, the Kefal. He can't afford to pay back the Dalad, the Hay, the double or the four and five times amount. And if a Beis Din take him along and Beis Din sell him, and they sell him for as much he needs to be sold for, and the Halacha is this, he's there for 6 years. The seventh year he goes out. Nothing to do with Shemitah, yeah, by the way, nothing to do with Shemitah. It's possible the seventh year goes out, whichever year it is. And then the parasha talks about the halacha that if he's happy by the master, then a master gives him lots of others, he makes it pierces his ear, etc., etc. Yeah, for sure he goes back in Yod. He never stays longer than Yod.
So if he's bought 2 years before Yod, he'll go back in Yod.
Yeah, he'll never go back, he'll never go stay longer than Yod. Now,
exactly his 6 years, or
it's
double guy, you said double guy and
back or Schmitter? No, his six years, his finish is 6 years, at 7th year he goes out. Now, the parsha, we're very into making a parsha beautiful, sort of emphasizing the nice parts of a parsha, starting off nicely, finishing off nicely. You know, start of a good speech. A good speech all starts off with, you know, appreciation for the host, for inviting him, and this and that, and it ends off with something about Mashiach, and you always try and wrap it up as nice as you possibly can. Here the parasha starts off with something very, very unfortunate. The parasha starts off with an Evet Ivri. An Evet Ivri, we're talking about Machur Beis Din, he's bought to be sold by Beis Din, he's a Ganav. We're talking about a Ganav. Why does the parasha dealing with humanitarian needs and the way you're supposed to relate to other people, why does it start off with this unfortunate being of a Ganav? You know, why do you start with the Ganav? Start with other things, much nicer things. So the Yaakov Naim, as Achrei Navracha says, that where the poet we're talking about, written by a poet, or written by a lawmaker, this would be the wrong mitzvah to start off with. However, the Torah is not written by a lawmaker or poet. The Torah has been written by Ribbono Shel Olam. And if it's written by the Ribbono Shel Olam, Ribbono Shel Olam treats us not as people who have to stick to the law of the land, but people who are actually bonim atim Hashem lekeichem, children of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. And that's if a person Rachmana Litzlan has a child who's going off the derech, or a child who's not behaving the way it should be, every opportunity a person has, he'll try and fix up that child. Nebuch, you know, how many times you get people phoning me up, and they have problems with a child. What yeshiva do I suggest? And do I know anybody who can help them? And you know, whether they go to Shabbos and this Rav good. And Nebuch, his parents are going through so much pain. And this is a pain HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going through. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has made a person and produced one of his bonim, one of his children, has put them into the world full of nishyonos. And Nebuch, this guy, he's not making it. He's a ganav. He's going around and he's stealing. Nebuch. Nebuch. And that's what Kodesh Baruch Hu says, you know what? Where can I put this parasha of Avodim in? Can I put it into the parasha of Shemois? No. It's not really before Matan Torah. Boy? No. Beshalach? No. Yisra Matan Torah? Yeah, okay, but still dealing with not the main halachas. Oh, let's find the Sedra now that's dealing with a lot of halachas when on the Chaveri. Do me a favor. Oh, Mishpatim. We're dealing with Mishpatim now. We're dealing here with dealing how to deal with other people and to bring them into your home and to deal with this child. The first mitzvah. Let's get it off my head. Kavayochol. Let's deal with this mitzvah immediately to get around that problem. And therefore, this first mitzvah teaching us that it's in this parasha, it's teaching us a tremendous love because it's Baruch Hashem Klal Yisrael. That Chassidus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want us to do Aveiros, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want us to mess up, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do very, very well. And the first opportunity he has, he brings us in, and he brings the case of Klal Yisrael's, how this should be repaired. Now, the Pasuk carries on, the Pasuk says, he says the Omer Yema Ha'Eved. If the Eved will say in Prophet Kate, Ohavti es Adoni, I love my master, es Ishti, my wife, es Bonai, and my children, like Eitzeh Chavshi, I'm not going out free. Okay? So he was talking about the best case scenario of where the Odrein has actually done what he should be doing. The Gemara says that Kol HaKoyne Eved La'atzmoi Ki Ilu Kono Rabbi La'atzmoi. Whoever buys himself an Eved is as if he bought himself a master. Why? Because it says in the Prophet, Ki Tov Loi Imoch. It's going to be good with you. Ki Tov Loi Imoch means Imoch for Michael, Imoch for Mister. It's going to be with you with food and with you with eating. Says the Gemara,
what was
Ki Tov Loi Imoch. Not in this parasha, but it says Ki Tov Loi Imoch. Where is that? Okay, I can find it in the Gemara. People know that it says the Dibros, because it says it somewhere in a Mashal somewhere, but it says the Dibros, so they know where to find it. But, okay, I'm not sure exactly what it says. Ketov le'imoch. Says the Gemara, what's that Ketov le'imoch? Says the Gemara, if you have a situation where you have an Eved, and there's one cold bottle of Guinness in the fridge, and it's a hot day. There's one cold bottle of Guinness in the fridge. Now, if the master drinks the Guinness, then the Eved's not going to get it. He's not going to drink from the same bottle. There's no cups around. He's not going to drink from the same bottle. Not even the Eved will drink from the same bottle. Right? And therefore, in a situation where it's not going to be Tov Le'imoch, it's not going to be good for you. Why? It's not going to be good for him. Why? Because this Eved now is going to be is not going to be drinking. You're going to be drinking. It's not fair. It's not good with him. So what's the other option? Both of you not to drink it. That's Midas Sadoim. That's Midas Sadoim. Midas Sadoim is, I don't enjoy my life, you don't enjoy your life either. That's Midas Sadoim. What's Tov Le'imoch says the Gemara? You've got to give him a pint of beer. Which means if somebody comes into the house and he sees a guy relaxing on a couch drinking a pint of Guinness and another guy looking, drooling, looking at a pint of beer, he'll think, who's the master and who's the Eved? The halacha is, that's how you're supposed to treat the Eved. Ki Tov Le'imoch is going to be mamish good with you. And that's the parasha is talking about, the amazing, amazing kind of, the beauty of how Klal Yisrael refers to a thief. Look in the world how they deal with a thief. Okay, in countries where they're supposed to be dealing with a thief in the correct way, not talking about giving them a colour television. But talking about, but you treat a thief like a mensch, he becomes like a mensch. And he is now delighted to be staying by his master. He likes it there. Says a pasuk, okay, you've got to do something. You've got to take his ear, and he has to bang it into, going to make a hole in it next to the doorpost. Very unpleasant. Not very unpleasant, not talking about really getting a special thing to do. You've got to take it next to a doorpost and you take a sharp thing and you knock a hole in, hole through. Not very pleasant. Now, there's two questions. Question number one is, why dafka the ear? The ear is something that is very, very insignificant to a person. Why the ear? What's the ear got to do with it? And number two, yeah, but a lot of people walking and think they're avodim and they get it done themselves. But that's number one. Number two, what's the idea of the Odin having to do it? If it's unpleasant to do it to the Eved, if it's unpleasant for the Eved getting it done to himself, this poor master, the master has got to do it to the Eved. What did the master do wrong that he has to do that unpleasant thing to the Eved. It's not pleasant to take someone's ear and knock it into the hole. What did he do wrong? He was fantastic to the Eved. He was kind to him, he gave him the bottle of Guinness. What did he do wrong that he has to do the action of doing something unpleasant? So over here, there's a very, very nice thought. Rabbi Sos Lanta says that, let's answer the second question first. He says that there's a phenomena that Klal Yisrael are very different. I looked up statistically, Klal Yisrael, the Jews have a percentage of Nobel Prizes. What do you think is a percentage higher? Anyone who saw it, don't say. Anyone, what do you think? Guess.
Mark Twain.
What's the percentage higher of the Jews compared to any other nation in proportion of the numbers? 20% more, 100% more, 200% more, 300% more? In proportion to the numbers, how much is a percentage higher Jews from any other nation in the world, proportion to the numbers? 1,900% more. Jews are 1,900% more likely, ratio 1-1, to receive a Nobel Prize than any other person in the world.
They're more represented.
Why they're more represented? I'm talking about their
likelihood.
In representation, fine. So it's likely. I mean, you look through the list. You see the list of all the people who have got it. I think only three Arabs have ever got it. One of them is Arafat. One of them is Arafat. Okay, let's go.
From Egypt.
Yeah. And Muhammad who?
Sadat.
Fantastic. Okay, that's also got to do with Israel. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, because they their idea, right?
More political.
No, but think about it. No, but the prizes for medicine, for science, for mathematics, for business, unbelievable. Now, do you think I'm racist enough to say that Jews are cleverer? I don't think so. Yeah. I don't think Jews have a higher IQ. I don't know. There's extremely intelligent Japanese. Japanese are extremely clever. Yeah? There's highly intelligent people. So why is it that Japanese don't get those kind of percentage higher than the Jews? What's going on here? And therefore... Yeah. The Western countries love the Jews, right?
They don't run the media. They're in Western countries. Japanese don't live in Western countries.
And plenty of Japanese have got Nobel Prizes, but nowhere near to that proportion. And it's not because of Jews, again, let me stress this. Where is it decided? Where is it decided?
Denmark.
I think it's Sweden. I think it's in Sweden, right? Sweden, not necessarily the biggest lovers of Jews. And yet, the Jews, what's that saying? So Rishon Lanta says like this, not to this particular question, but in the theory. He says like this. He says that Jews have a tendency to strive for the greatest. If a Jew is in politics, he's not going to stay a councillor. He's going to become an MP, if you know what that means, right? And if he becomes an MP, he doesn't want to be a regular MP, he wants to get all the way to the top. You know, you get what's it called? Heseltine? Howard.
Yeah.
Michael Howard, a Jew, right? The head of the Conservative Party. Almost became Prime Minister. Lost by a few hundred thousand votes, or a few million votes. But you had Disraeli. Yeah, Disraeli was Mushroom, a Jew, also a Jew. It wasn't Surrender, it was the time of Queen Victoria. Yeah? The politics is very high. Look in American politics.
The man of the century was a Jew. The Time magazine, Albert Einstein, was voted the man of the century by Time magazine.
I know, I put my nomination too late.
Was Einstein Jewish?
Einstein was Jewish.
Really?
Of course he was Jewish.
Both the man of the century.
Of course he was Jewish.
The man of the
he got in the last in Clinton's thing, you had Cohen, and Berger. Yeah, I mean, it's unbelievable. The idea is that Jews have a push. Jews have a drive, and the drive takes them all the way to the top. What is that drive? Why do we have that drive? Because Baruch has given us a drive to reach the highest levels in Yiddishkeit, highest levels in purity, highest levels in knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what do Jews do? They take this drive, they take this hunger, and then translate it into anything else they do. Whether it's films,
Metro Goldmayer.
It's just two Jews, right? Built up Hollywood from nothing. Unbelievable what they did, because there's this drive, this craziness. They're going to build, they're going to get to the top, the highest suicide rate in the world, Rabbi Isai. In ratio or Jews? Statistics, the highest suicide rate of people in the world are Jews. Per number. Yes. No, we don't see people boxing and jumping off the window, jumping off the things. But per ratio, they're Jews. One of the largest, highest rates of people in insane asylums and with emotional problems are Jews. Because they're driven, and they're driven, and if you don't get to the top, you might as well pull the plug early. And that's it. I'm telling you, it's a statistic. And I've looked into it properly. I can't give the numbers, halavai, I have the numbers in front of me. Jews are driven, and they're driven, and they're driven, and they're driven so much, they drive themselves sometimes up the wall and down again. But they're driven.
Now, classified by religion.
What's that?
Classified by religion.
By religion. Yeah? This is something that the Eved doesn't have. This Eved is quite happy to stay an Eved. He's quite happy to stick around in the same miserable position he's been by this Ovin. He's happy to be an Eved. Where did this gene, where did this Jewish get to the top gene disappear? What happened to it? He's happy to be an Eved. Guy rings the little bell, bring me a coffee please Bob. Off he goes, brings a cup of coffee, wipes up underneath. Where did he get it from? What happened to him? It must be there's a certain atmosphere that the master gave to his surroundings. But you know what? Bit lethargic, a bit of a yawn, lean back in the armchair, he goes off again. And this has gone into the Eved, into his psyche, he's gone into his mind. And you know what? He loses all his drive, he loses all his effervescence. He lost all his inspiration. And therefore, you know what? Yeah, I'll stay in Eved, what do I need to go out to the world for? You know, you get criminals, the only life they know is in the jail. The only life they know is in the jail, and therefore, it's too difficult to make money. So what you do is you mug an old lady in front of the police, and you're back in jail again. There you get the same food, the good cooking, what I'm used to every Sunday, I carry on getting that same Sunday, the Mondays, the Tuesdays, the holiday. I know I can get the library, I know I'm still back home again. They haven't got the inspiration to start off their own life, to take the difficulty. That's totally something totally un-Jewish. And therefore, says Rabbi Sol Salanter, that is why the Obrin has to be the one who's going to pierce his ear. You're the one who took away the effervescence, you took away the drive of this Eved. He's picked up in your house. You've got to be the one who's going to do the uncomfortable thing of poking his ear with this hole, making a hole in his ear.
Why don't you poke his
ear? Because he's secondary. So that's the next question. Why dafka the ear? So the Gemara says, Oizen Shoshoma Mahasinai, the ear that heard Mahasinai, Ki Avodai Heim, you should be my Avodim, and it became Avodim to my Avodim, that ear should get pissed. Okay, and what about seeing Hasinai? Or what about thinking about Hasina, maybe it's something in his brain. Why does he get his ear?
If you put a nail in his brain, he wouldn't exactly get it.
Not a nail in his brain, but you do something, you I don't know, you make him suffer until he feels very miserable. Yeah? And therefore that's his brain suffering by it. I don't know what. Why does he get his ear? What's the deal about the ear? The ear hurts.
External.
So do anything else external. It's very insignificant. So the Saf Emma says that the problem was he only put it in his ear. He heard it, and it stayed in his ear. Which means a person has an obligation to make sure when they hear something, to make sure it doesn't stay in the ear. Since it stayed in the ear, it didn't go into his heart, Kavodayim, the ear has to suffer. The ear's got to make sure that it actually, when you hear a lesson, it goes all the way in. It goes deep inside. Some people hear things, and it stays in the ear, and eventually it just drops out of the ear. If you're lucky, it goes in one ear, now the other. But if something's gone through in the middle, that is the ear has to suffer because it only remains in the ear. And because it remains in the ear, I'm on call 24 hours, but this is not something that's very interesting. But if it's in the ear, that's why it's got to suffer. The psychologists say that most problems a person has, I forgot what it's called in psychology, I learnt it once, that a person knows the answer to all their problems. You ask a person comes in and he's got a miserable life, you say to him, okay, so how do you think we should deal with it? I think, I don't know. Think. If you'd be in that position, what would you do? I think I would apologize to this person and I would say, you know, I'm going to try harder. Okay, how would you try harder? A person knows all the answers. You look into it, a person knows all the answers, and exactly what he needs, how he needs it. A person knows everything. So what's the idea? He has it in his head, but he hasn't internalized it. He hasn't thought it through carefully. That's for the ear. The ear is a person's got to hear things, they've got to internalize, they've got to work it through. And not that just to stay in the ear, to go all the way in.
Who said that?
The Saf Emes. The Prophet carries on, the Prophet says,
the pasuk? Sorry, what kind of
Perichos Aleph pasuk? Which one? The ear?
Yeah.
Pasuk Hey, pasuk Vav. The prophet carries on. The prophet says, the prophet says in Perek Chof Gimel, Prophet Chof Zayin, the prophet says like this. I tell you a little story behind this. Rav Achi Batz, Rav Aaron Batz.
What's
oh, sorry? Perek Chof Beis, Prophet Chof Zayin. Perek Chof Beis, Prophet Chof Zayin. Rav Achi Batz. Rav Achi Batz was a Rosh Yeshiva of Lomza, as far as I remember. Rav Achi Batz. Rav Aaron Batz. There's somebody engaged. Something B-A-K-S-T. He has a grandson who is Mashkech Nav Geis of Shiva Katana. Three backs. Okay? So Rav Achi Batz, Rav Aaron Batz. From Lomza. Yes. Can I come from Lomza?
Lomza.
Lomza. Lomza is in it's in Ritter, I mean it's in Sania. Yeah? In Lomza he says like this. He says that he came up to a town and the people in town were terribly rude to the rabbi. Terribly rude to the Rav. They were when the Rav said something, yeah, they abused it, they ignored it, they cursed him. Terrible, terrible things. And they had absolutely no respect for the Rav. So Aaron Batz heard about it and he said he's coming to town. Everyone should come to the Beis Medrash and listen to his drasha. Everyone came in and he said, Rav Yisrael, I've got to tell you something. It says in the Torah, V'ahavta l're'acha kamoicha. V'ahavta l're'acha kamoicha. Love your neighbor as yourself. Okay? Fine. It says another pasuk, Leisisna esochicha bovovecho. Do not hate your brother in your heart. And it says another pasuk, Elekim leisekalel v'nosi v'amcha leisoir. Don't curse a judge, and a nosi v'amcha leisoir, do not soir.
Curse,
same thing. Okay, you shouldn't curse a leader. He said, what's the difference? He says, if it's your friend, the Torah expects you to love him. The Torah expects you to love your friend. Very easy to love your friend. You love your friend. You haven't got much to do with him. You love him. You say hello to him. You're nice to him. You buy a few presents. Yeah, very nice. It comes to a family member. It comes to your brother. The Torah doesn't expect you to love him. A brother sometimes drives you nuts. Family drives you crazy. They want this. They want that. They're understanding. They're not understanding enough. They're too understanding. They can drive you absolutely crazy. It says the Torah, you know what? To love your family, I don't expect you to love your family. But at least don't hate them. Don't love them, at least don't hate them. That's with a family member. You get a Rav sometimes. You get a Rav. Or Magid Shir or whatever. To love him, you can't love him. He gets you out of bed sometimes. He after his Kasher and Shir, doesn't answer the right way. To hate him, I don't expect you not to hate him. You can even hate him. Somebody gives you most of the rage. You can even expect you to hate him. Bat says a prayer of Nasi Amcha Leisoir. At least don't curse him. At least don't curse him. Yeah, I don't expect you to love him. You can even hate him. Just don't curse him. So he says, you know, I came to town and I hear what's going on with this rabbi. You don't have to love him. You even have to hate him. Mustn't curse him, though. It's a very, very deep thought. I mean, I think it's even with a young crowd. What's that?
Not off Yenavah.
It's drush, but it's a vault. It's a vault which is chazak ma'od. It's a very, very strong. The amkus is that one really has to understand exactly. One has to really be clear with oneself where one's holding within relationships. Doesn't really love one's brother as much as one loves a friend. Why not? I mean, one's got to really work through problems clearly through oneself, through a system. Why does one dislike one's parent? Is it because they've given me so much, I feel bad about it? So very nice, I've got to have a chorus of prayer, not hate them. One's really got to work through things. But the mice, the vault is an endless vault. Let's keep moving. The prophet says, Peyot Chof Beis, Chof Posot Chof Dalet. This is a Kotzke vault. Peyot Chof Beis, Posot Chof Dalet. This is a Kotzke vault. Kotzke, as you may know, is one of my favourites. Every vault is beyond bullseye. He's hit exactly the middle of the bullseye. he says like this. He says that the Prophet says, "In kesef talve es ami, in kesef talve es ami, with money talve es ami, you shall lend my nation. Esa oni imocha, oni is with you. Leisir leikem neshe, do not be to him as a neshe, like a biter. Leisir sim of neshech, do not put upon him neshech. Neshech again, that's ribis, dealing with ribis, charging him interest, and that way you are actually affecting him in a bad way." So says the Kotzke says at this. He says everyone thinks that there's a muscle they bring, and he doesn't bring this muscle, but the muscle that somebody else brings is that a person had a court case, and he had to go all the way into court. He had to go all the way into court, and he said, "Listen," he said to his friends, "Listen, you know, I hope you don't mind. I need moral support here. I need moral support. I can't go with myself." He said, "But if we go with you, then people think, well, we are part of the whole deal. We are part of the whole scam. We can't come in with you. So do me a favor. Do whatever you can." So some people took him, went with this person, and took him till outside the courthouse. I said, "Okay, we've got to go now." So more people came and took him all the way in till the inner chamber. Then he got to go. There were a few people who actually stood next to him. Nebuchadnezzar, two people stood next to him. So they say, shouts like this, that we get people, we get the money. Money we think is our best friend. What does money do for us? It takes us until the caver. The money we have takes us to the caver. Tachrichim don't have any pockets. You can't take anything with you. Yeah, it takes us to the caver. Those real friends that come with us are our mitzvahs and nice and tovim. Those are the ones who really go all the way in for us and speak up for us. So he says, in kesef talve es ami, a bit of a chassidic shavot here, but he says this. In kesef talve, talve is translated to mean, you will lend. Yeah? He translated in kesef talave. If you want kesef to talave, what's talave? To be malave you, to escort you. Es ami. In kesef talave es ami. If you want, if my nation wants the kesef to actually escort you and take you all the way up to Shemayim, es oni imoch. Let the oni be with you. Take the oni, look after the oni. Yeah? In kesef talave es ami. If you want the kesef to be malave es ami, to take you to be malave you, es oni imoch. Take the oni under your wing. It's a kotzkevot. It's kavaldig. You know, it's mamish. It's not pshat, but it's mamish pshat. Yeah, you can't get more pshat than this, but it's absolutely not the pshat. But that's a idea of a good chassidic support. It's totally not the pshat of the pasuk. In terms of talvi, does not mean if he lends, but love it. Yeah, but that's exactly what the pasuk really wants to say. It's using talvi to explain in completely the wrong way what exactly pasuk means. Yeah, that's chassidic support. Chassidic support doesn't mean it doesn't work out. Chassidic support means I'm giving you pshat in a vault that actually doesn't mean that's a pshat, but by giving you the wrong pshat, now you understand the real pshat better.
You don't believe any of them,
then you're happy for it. That's a Rebbe Shemaitis. You're an idiot. That's a Rebbe Shemaitis. But this is a Kotzke. Fantastic. The Prophet, we're moving backwards and forwards here, if you don't mind. The Prophet talks about the chiyuvim of a ganav. The chiyuvim of a ganav. It says by a ganav, there's a din, they've got to pay dalad or hay. Yeah? The Prophet says in Perek Chof Aleph Posuk Lamed Zayin, the Prophet says, Ki yignav ish shoyer o seh, if a person steals a shoyer or a seh, Uvachoy o machoy, and he shechts it and he sells it, Chamisha boko yishavim tachas a shoyer, he should pay five boko, five cows instead of a shoyer, Va'arba tzoyin tachas a seh, and four sheep instead of the seh. Explains Rashi, and it's really Gemara, why do we say, why is the difference, why do you have to pay five for a shoyer and four for a seh? So he says that Gemara, it's a Gemara because Omer B'Yechon ben Zakkai, Chos HaMokim an Kvodin Shol Briyos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is chos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is careful, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is concerned about the Kovod of Briyos. Shoyer Shohodach Barad, we have a shoyer that goes on his own feet. When his father boy had ganav and meisvei, and a ganav doesn't have to go through the embarrassment of carrying on his shoulders, mishalim chamisha, he pays five. But seh shemeisa kseifoy, a seh that nevach a ganav got to carry on his shoulders, mishalim arba, he has only got to pay four. However, his father boy, which means if a person sees somebody walking a cow down the road in a normal way, he's not so embarrassed. That's why he's got to pay five times the amount. But a sheep on your shoulder, People don't carry a sheep on their shoulder. It must be the gun. If you're going to be embarrassed about it, then you've got to pay full. What's that? Because that's not the way a sheep can't be rushed. And if you can't make it go quickly, you've got to carry it. Yeah? So, Rashi says if I rush the sheep, all die be emechot. You can't rush sheep. And if you can't say quicker, the cow, you have to make it run faster. Sheep you can't. Says Chaim Shmulevitz, what's going on here? Says Chaim Shmulevitz, who are we being worried about here? Chas kavoidoi. First of all, chas kavoidoi. Which means, in other words, another example would be, we have a fellow here who stole a car. Yeah, he stole a car. Now, if the alarm went on, and the lights are flashing while he stole the car, then you know what? We feel more sorry for him. If he manages to drive the car off smoothly, then he's got to pay up more. Which means that's the kind of extent of which Baruch is worried about a thief. A chutzpah. He's got his car, the alarm is blaring, going down the street with the alarm blaring, with the lights flashing. It's worse, it's a chilul Hashem. What kind of thing is a chutzpah? He drives around with his stolen car with the brazenness of it. The chutzpah of it. And he's just driving down the road, and he gets let off. But a person who does the middle of the night, opens up the door and he drives all the way in, you know, and the garage door closes, a little clunk, very quietly, closes shut, and off he drives, he has to pay more. Says Chaim Shmulevitz, again, that's Rebbeinu Shlomo worrying about the poor ganav. Of course you've got to pay back. You've got to pay back a terrible high knas, 4 or 5 times the amount. But it depends how much sa'ah he's going through. And HaKadosh Baruch says, Nebuch, this guy who went down the street, people said, no, there's Chaim the ganav at it again. Yeah, he's got the sheep on his shoulder again. And therefore that sa'ah that his fellow had to go through, HaKadosh Baruch involves, Hashem includes in the punishment, and that's why he doesn't have to go through that the tzar of paying more. I just want to finish off one thing over here. The Perek says in Perek Chofreis Pasuk Chavos, Perek Chofreis Pasuk Chavos, the Pasuk says, Kihi Kesusa, this is referring to taking a Kesus, this is referring to the Halacha of taking a Mashkin. Kihi Kesusa Levadahi, Simvasa Lo'iroi. This is the only Kesus, which means you're not allowed to take away the... Ooh. Sorry. Hello? Yeah. Rock in the middle of Shea, everything okay? Chusufa levada hisim nasa lo ira, b'ma yiskov. Now, the Prophet is talking about taking back a maskin from somebody, and the Prophet says you've got to give it a maskin at night, because that's his clothes. B'ma yiskov, what will he sleep with? For he ki yitzak elai, he shouts me v'shmati, I will hear ki chan oni, because I am a merciful one. So the Prophet says b'ma yiskov can be translated as explanation. Why do I have to give him back his clothes? But may Yishkov, what will he sleep in? And I've got to make sure he has what to sleep in. Rabbi Isaac Shaw says something very beautiful. Rabbi Isaac Shaw says, Rabbi Isaac Shaw is Rosh Shiva of Tov Adas, I think. Yeah? One of the Rosh Shivas. The rabbi, the father of the Rosh Shaw from Monty. Rabbi Isaac Shaw. What's that? Rav Isaac Shaw was missed a long while ago. I'm not sure exactly who it was. Rav Isaac Shaw. Rav Isaac, maybe his brother. Yeah, maybe his brother. Okay, Rav Isaac Shaw says like this. He says, B'mei Yishkov is not a tam. It's not an explanation. B'mei Yishkov is a mitzvah. B'mei Yishkov means that Kihi kesus levadu hisimnosu lo'iroi. B'mei Yishkov means not pshat, give it back because what will he sleep with? B'mei Yishkov means you've got to think to yourself, Bamei Yishkov, what's he going to do? What's he going to do, this fellow? Which means, not pshat that it's a tam hadovah. Bamei Yishkov is a chelik of the mitzvah the person's got to think about, ask himself. Bamei Yishkov, how is this person going to suffer by what I'm doing? Bamei Yishkov. Again, Bamei Yishkov can either mean Hashem saying, what's he going to sleep with? It means Hashem worrying about him. He says, no, Bamei Yishkov is us worrying about him. Bamei Yishkov means we've got to be so in tune with a person's needs that Bamei Yishkov, we've got to think, ask ourselves. What's this professor going to do? I've taken his maskin, but he owes you money. But Mary Yishkov, what's he going to do? I've got to care about him. I've got to think about him. Because a person has an obligation to think to an extent, with the smallest extent of how a person's going to, other person's going to feel and relate to what, how he is going to relate to that person. I'll give an example. Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberman brings in a sefer that there's a tzaddik in Bnei Barak. His name was I forgot the name of the person. Somebody from Bnei Barak. He says that this. He said that you had once had, you know, they have shicha mamtina. you have caller waiting. Yeah? So in England is welcome to TeleWest. The person that you're on the other line knows that you're waiting. Yeah, every few minutes. Yeah. And he goes on and on and on. Right?
So he's gonna have to get a study different name.
Get off the phone, stop bothering.
It's been seven different names.
Oh, that's beautiful. So he says when that came out, he said he didn't want it. Why didn't he want it? He says, because if I hear something else is on the other line, there's tremendous chutzpah, by the way, to skip over, to move over. Why? Because he's saying to that person, you know what, between you and me, you're a very nice person, but I think the other person may be more important than you. The other person may be more interesting, so I'm just going to make sure he isn't. Do you mind if I just make sure if he isn't? 1 second, hold it, let's make sure the other person is not more important. Yeah? If you come back to the person, fine. Yeah? But still, you've actually told the other person you have a doubt whether he's that important, and if you don't say, I'm sorry, I've got to go to another line, then you really told the person he's really not important. But that's one way. But he said, even if I don't listen to it, and I only do it for my own sake, my other person doesn't hear it, but my concentration and my level of interest in what the person's saying is going to be dulled by knowing there's somebody else on the line. What right do I have to not to give a person a full concentration when I'm speaking to him on the phone? But Mer Yishkav means, how's this guy going to speak? How's the other person going to feel? How am I going to relate to him? How do I fulfill Rosh and Hashem? How do I relate to the person where Kosh Brocha wants me to? That's the Mer Yishkav. The same person, again, he wasn't God Lador, but the same person, finish off with this. There's one Nebuch, a big Oni used to go around, and he used to write little kuntrasim, little books, and he used to sell them. And these books, you know, really weren't very, not very interesting, wasn't a big Talmud Chacham at all. And anywhere he went, people either ignored him or used to make fun of him. When he came to Zichron, he went to, what's it called, Be'er Yaakov. You see, when Be'er Yaakov, where he was a Magichir, this Rav was a Magichir there. You'd go there, suddenly this man realizes, only realizes what Timid HaChamel Ani Yeshiva. Everyone appreciates his books. People used to line up, the Bochum used to line up, knew he got a new one, and pay him the full price. What was going on? He didn't see that this Rav was behind, going from Shtender to Shtender, giving the Bochum money to buy his books. But Mer Yishkav means the understanding that we have to be like a Kodesh Baruch and think about and worry about other people, and to feel the other person's pain and feel the other person's simcha. For instance, give us a tremendous amount of scha as Hashem, for what we do care about other people, and we should understand the lessons of this parasha, that Kosh Baruch loves us and we'll love him and everyone else, that we all of the Kosh Baruch children. Amen.